Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. We're here today to give you, our listeners, parents, and teachers, a quick rundown.
Yeah, basically the essential context for the topics your students are exploring in their daily reading through things like The Juice app. Let's start with the environment. We've got two interesting stories here, both dealing with things that are kind of unseen.
Right. First up, Neptune balls. Sounds a bit strange, right?
It does. But scientists found these dense, sort of round clumps of shed seagrass. It's a specific type, Posidonia oceanica.
And these clumps, they act like natural traps for microplastics in the Mediterranean Sea.
That's the fascinating part. As they roll around, they pick up these tiny plastic bits. We're talking maybe up to 900 million pieces getting washed ashore each year, trapped in these balls.
Wow. Nature fighting back in a way.
Sort of, yeah. But the researchers are really clear. This is a symptom of the plastic problem, you know, not a cure. The seagrass itself is vulnerable too.
So a good discussion point there could be about natural systems, but also the difference between tackling a symptom versus, well, the actual root cause of pollution.
Definitely. And that theme of unseen threats carries over to the next story about wildfire smoke.
This was pretty serious. A new study came out in Nature,
and
it estimates that exposure to wildfire smoke could be linked to as many as 40,000 deaths in the U.S. each year.
That's a huge number. It's driven by these tiny, dangerous particles called PM2.5. They're microscopic.
Small enough to get deep into your lungs, right? And they make conditions like asthma or heart problems much worse.
Exactly. And the study connects this rise in smoke exposure directly to, well, climate change and higher temperatures. It's a public health crisis.
So for discussions, you could really explore that link between climate change and immediate health impacts. You know, how these tiny, invisible particles pose such a big threat.
Good point. Okay, let's shift gears. From invisible threats in the air to hidden history under the sea, the HMHS Britannic.
Ah, the Titanic sister ship. Less famous, maybe.
Yeah, less famous, but with its own story. It was turned into a hospital ship during World War I.
HMHS, His Majesty's Hospital Ship.
Right, and sadly, it sank in November in 1916. Hidden underwater mine in the Aegean Sea.
Were there many casualties?
Thankfully, relatively few compared to the Titanic. About 30 people lost their lives. But the wreck itself is deep, over 400 feet down.
And they've just recovered items from it for the first time.
Yes. A specialized team went down. They brought up things like the lookout's bell, some silver dinner plates, really evocative stuff.
And these will be displayed.
That's the plan. In Greece's new Museum of Underwater Antiquities, definitely sparks discussion about, you know, using civilian ships in war and the ethics of recovering artifacts from these deep sea historical sites.
Okay, next up, health and critical thinking. This involves recent claims about Tylenol or acetaminophen and autism.
Right. Former President Trump made some remarks linking acetaminophen use during pregnancy to autism. Medical experts, well, they push back pretty quickly.
Because the evidence isn't there.
Essentially, yes. While some older studies hinted at a possible association with heavy use, the authors themselves stressed it wasn't proof of causation. Cause and effect are different things.
And there's newer research.
Yeah, a big 2024 Swedish study looked at 2.5 million kids, found no causal link. Experts mostly think the rise we see in autism diagnoses is more about better detection and awareness.
Okay, so this is a prime example for teaching critical thinking.
Right.
Evaluating health claims, understanding correlation versus causation.
Absolutely. And the importance of relying on solid evidence and expert consensus, not just headlines or anecdotes.
Got it. Okay, finally, a couple of lighter but still thought-provoking pieces on character and ethics, starting with A Drunk Raccoon.
Chuckles slightly.
Yeah.
You heard that right. Otis Campbell, they nicknamed him. A baby raccoon in Kentucky.
What happened?
It seems he ate some fermented peaches that were dumped near a distillery, got himself intoxicated, and then he was found drowning in a bin. But a nurse, Misty Combs, found him. She actually performed CPR.
On a raccoon. Wow.
Yep. She said her duty is to save lives, even furry animals. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife treated him, and he's back with his family now.
That's unexpectedly heartwarming. It opens up conversations about, like, our responsibility to wildlife, even in weird situations, and what heroism or duty looks like day to day.
Definitely. And speaking of perspective, that leads nicely into the quote of the day. It's from Lupita Nyong'o.
The Oscar-winning actress, right? Black Panther, 12 Years a Slave.
That's her. The quote is, clay can be dirt in the wrong hands, but clay can be art in the right hands.
That's powerful. It's about potential, isn't it?
Exactly. How perspective and skill can totally change the value or meaning of something. Dirt versus art.
So how we see things, how we handle things.
Yeah.
It matters.
It really does. Think about how that applies back the seagrass, the artifacts, even the raccoon. Perspective changes everything.
So lots of great starting points there for conversations. These stories really show how science, history, current events, they all connect back to critical thinking and ethical questions.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.